Hello, everyone. Let's go ahead and set ourselves up to do a basic body scan meditation. To start off with, it's good to prepare your space. So you should be sitting in a comfortable position. If that's on the floor for you, that's great. I prefer to be in a chair. We do want to be sitting rather than laying down because meditation should be active so that we are aware and alert on a certain level rather than falling asleep. I also recommend having a journal or some paper and a writing utensil by yourself so that as soon as you're done meditating, you can write a little bit about what you saw, how you felt, the things that you might have learned. And then for other folks, there are definitely little rituals that they might like to include with meditation. I definitely recommend using rituals if it's something that works for you. And that might be as simple as brewing a nice cup of tea, or maybe you light some incense or a candle. Any of those things are good. And in the beginning, as you're building a habit, I recommend that you pick 3 or 4 steps and have that always be the same. That you sit in the same spot in your house in the same chair, that you put on the same music if you use background music, that you burn the same incense, that you have the same cup of tea. Whatever steps you prefer, that you always set up the same ones. And very simply, we know the story of Pavlov, and he'd ring the bell, and the dogs learned that when you ring the bell, the food comes, and so they would start to drool when you heard the bell ring. You're setting up the same thing for your body, where you have the same method and the same steps in the same spot, and so that your body and your mind and your hormones and your whole system starts to prepare, hey, we're going to meditate. We're going to do this. So in the beginning, as part of a practice, that's definitely something to do. And if you are not going to listen to a guided meditation like this or one of the fabulous apps that are out there, that you set yourself a little alarm so that you know when your meditation's over and you won't find yourself peeking to see how much time passed. Did I really do this for 5 minutes? Has it been 20 minutes? Oh my gosh, I feel like it's been an hour. If you set an alarm, that can shut off that little nagging feeling in your mind. Oh, time's not up or time's passing too fast or whatever. Wonderful thing to do. So we're going to take a little break for possibly a sponsor to come in, or maybe not. Pause the podcast, get yourself set up, get yourself situated and prepared, and I'll be right back with a nice body scan and consciousness session. So now you should be all set up and comfortable, and you've taken the few steps of whatever will be your personal meditation ritual. And I want you to go ahead and sit upright, nice and tall. Wiggle your head around a little bit and your shoulders around a little bit. We want to line up our spine so we can really feel the energy and the breath flow through us as we do this. You can have your eyes closed or open just with a soft gaze. You're not focusing on anything particular. If you're someone who likes to have your eyes open, having something in front of you that can sort of be the blurry vision, whether it's a few crystals or a candle, a little snow globe or a picture, whatever it is that you can kind of softly visualize. Maybe a vase with some flowers. That sounds lovely. Okay. So if you like, close your eyes. And we're going to straighten up our shoulders really nice. Put them back a little bit. We all tend to hunch over our computers. And I'm going to count you through a couple of deep breaths. And as we do this, I want you to feel the oxygen move through your body and visualize all of those wonderful air bubbles oxygenating all of your muscles and really flowing through you. So we're going to go ahead and breathe in 2, 3, 4 and out 2, 3, 4 and in 2, 3, 4 and out 2, 3, 4 and in. And I want you to keep getting a nice deep breath and blowing it all out. And when you fill in your breath, I want you to feel your lungs expand, your belly expand. I really want you to take in some air and then release it with a nice controlled blow of the air going out and make your lungs empty and clear and in. And after you've really feel oxygenated and have, I hope you have that energy moving through you, I want you to shift over to a regular breathing pattern for yourself. And now we're going to bring our visualization to our feet and to the floor. And I want you to go ahead and spread out your toes. Feel the floor underneath you. And I want you to feel the ball of your foot and the side of your foot and the heel of your foot all on the ground. If you're sitting on the floor, I want you to feel the bones in your bum and your hips and wiggle it into the ground and really feel solid right there on the floor. And we're going to keep breathing in and feel that energy as you're right there on the floor. And now from that base and with that energy flow, I want you to feel a warm light at your feet and have that ball of light roll up your feet and through your ankle and feel the warmth and the relaxation through that joint. And that warmth is rolling up into your calves, and your calves nice and jello-like and so relaxed. And the warmth into your knees, and your knees can feel wonderful and relaxed. And now we're going to move the warm energy up into our thighs. These great big muscles of our thighs, warm and relaxed, and all the energy flowing through as we're breathing, and the warmth is coming up into our hips. And here's a major junction of the body. So take some time to feel that warm energy. You've got two big balls of energy that came up through your legs and then your hips and your buttocks now. And you want to roll them together. Nice blob of energy there in your core, in your pelvis. Warm and happy and peaceful, and your hips. And now we're going to bring that energy a little higher into our body cavity and up into our stomach, right? And you can feel that energy and the peace, and keep breathing, keep moving that energy as the warmth rolls up into your belly. Oh, that's wonderful. And now we're going to move the energy up one more notch into our lungs and our chest cavity. And keep the airflow going, moving the energy into that ball that's warm, and you're building yourself into this ball of energy there in your lungs. And we're going to roll it up one more notch into our heart. Let the warmth and the peace and the happiness fill into your heart. Keep breathing. Keep moving that energy. Feel the warmth and the peace. And now we're going to bring the warmth up into our shoulder space, our clavicle. And you can feel the warmth flowing through your clavicle and your breathing, and let the warmth drip down into your arms, right off your shoulders, into your arms, and everything's relaxed and good. And we're going to breathe in again and feel that energy. Bring it back up into a ball there, into your throat. And the energy in your throat. And feel your voice. Breathing. Bring the energy and the awareness up into your head. Relax your soft palate. Relax all your facial muscles. It's warm and it's beautiful and it's peaceful. So you have this ball of energy and light up in your head. And now we're going to move that energy just above your head. We've got a ball right there, just above your head. Keep breathing. Keep it charged up. And that ball of energy right above your head. See it and feel it. Work with it. Breathing is how we keep it charged. Wonderful. And now go ahead and bring the energy back into your body and let it slip through you like a beautiful cascade of light and warmth. Like a shower inside you, all the way down, all the way through. And we're going to go all the way down into the floor and see that ball of energy and light all the way into the ground. Visualize the ground under the structure you're in, all the way to the earth, and let the energy be one again with the earth, and keep breathing nice and deep at peace. And now bring your consciousness back from the earth and be aware of your body. And we're going to take a nice deep breath in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. And that's wonderful. Now bringing your awareness back into your body, aware of all the energy and the peacefulness. And I want you to wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Shrug your shoulders and wiggle your hips. We want to come back into our body, back into the experience. Still breathing nice and deep, feeling that energy course through us. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And when you're back with us, I want you to go ahead and pick up your journal and pick up your writing utensil. And I want you to write down, how did the energy feel? Was there any place in your body that you had trouble feeling the energy? Or maybe the energy was sticky somewhere. It wanted to stay somewhere. What color was the energy? Could you smell anything, taste anything, hear anything? And did it change as the energy moved through your body? What was it like when you brought the energy up out of your head, up above you? What happened at that point? What was it like when you brought the energy back inside? How did it feel when you grounded yourself? How do you feel now, after you've done this? I know I went through the questions a little quickly, but it's a podcast. You can rewind and pause and play. Write about your experience. Write about what you saw and what you thought. If there's a place where the energy was sticky, that might be a place where you need to give yourself a little bit of love, give yourself a little bit of energy. I hope the grounding worked well for you. I would love to hear from you about your experience. And I hope everyone found a little bit of a recharge, a little bit of peace with this meditative experience. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.